You have some bad politicians in office. You say, I don't care for the... I'd like to get rid of the bad politicians you're talking about. I'd like to get rid of the...
Crooks.
I would say the whole... I'd like to get rid of the whole...
Oh, see. Well, sometimes we say the whole shebang, the whole caboodle. Or the whole outfit. I don't think that you hear shebang or caboodle too much anymore. We used to hear that when I was a kid quite a bit.
Outfit would be more
of yeah,
a crowd or something like that.
Well, yes, a crowd.
Okay, you wouldn't say with caboodle, kitten caboodle.
We, no.
It's caboodle.
Caboodle, yeah.
Now how about the names of some dances? Remember, types of dances.
Well, you mean like polka? And two-step, waltz, quadrille.
You ever call any of them a shindig?
Well, I see what you're getting at. Yeah, that's, you could hear that most any time. A sort of a slang expression, shindig, yes.
Does it always mean dance, or is it more general, you think? We're going to a shindig, might that be a party, or a fancy shindig, or something?
I think, you see, I've never danced. I never cared to dance. So I'm not, but I think a shindig could be most anything, from a banquet to a birthday party or what you may have.
Okay. How about, is there any difference between the types of dances they had at home as opposed to the ones that were in a public place? Any word for, call one a...
Well, in a public place, I guess you would call it a ball. That is, a ball was usually a sort of a rather very formal dance.
And the kind you'd have at home would be more informal.
Yeah.
Call it a home house dance or something? Or? No special word.
No, I think not.
The boy starts out for school, but he never shows up.
True? Well,
he was...
Well, he was... No, we'd say that he skipped school, probably. Or he played hooky. Now, I don't think you hear that term hooky very much.
No, we used it all the time.
Is that so?
Maybe it's died since then.
But he skipped school. That's even from the time that I was almost leaving school. That term, and I noticed my kids used it when they were going to school. Some fellas skipped school today.
And if they skipped school every day, they wouldn't get much of an...
They wouldn't get much of a report, you mean?
Or
a report card?
They go to school, presumably, to get a good...
Education. They wouldn't learn very much.
And the boy just starts school. He's in the...
kindergarten?
Or after that, he's in the...
Well, he's going to probably be in the first grade. I don't know if... Primary grade, or I don't think they use that term here too much.
First grade.
First grade, yeah.
And if he finishes high school, and he's lucky, he'll get to go to
college.
And the place you go to get a book.
Library.
And the place you go to buy a stamp.
Post office.
Place you go to buy a ticket on a train?
Well, lots of people call that the depot. Of course, having been a railroader for over 50 years, I always call it the station because that's the term that this railroad uses.
And the place you go to get a room overnight?
You mean a hotel.
And the place you go to see the show?
Well, the theater, I guess, it would be a general term.
Mm-hmm. The place you go to have an operation?
Hospital.